Answers Magazine, Volume 13.5, Page 10. The Fall in the Fall, by Dale Mason, publisher. I love to drive for no reason at all. And I love the drive from my home to my office at AIG's Creation Museum, not long after sunrise on colorful fall mornings. Only one thing occasionally mars the beauty. Since I live at the edge of a forest loaded with God's created creatures, I see my share of what I'd delicately describe as suddenly deceased woodland animals. As I round bends and crest hills, I smile when I see glints of sunbeams that unexpectedly reach down through the sleepy clouds that sometimes touch the rolling Kentucky countryside and flood the dew-laden grasses with light. Ah, the picture-perfect snapshots of God's handiwork. Often, deer are grazing in those fields, or a family of turkeys is grubbing for insects, oblivious to the vehicle gliding by barely a rock's throw away. On rare occasions, I have also seen a stealthy fox, a glamorous pheasant, and thief-like raccoons. The variety is striking. But the sudden appearance of a woodland creature lying motionless beside the quiet rural road dispels my joy. They're a disturbing reminder of the fall. The shiny vehicles that keep us comfortable and safe are moving hazards to unsuspecting does and gobblers. It's sobering, and often hurls my thoughts in a new direction. One morning not long ago, I had to wonder about others who drive similar roads, but are unaware that God originally created a perfect world, without death or suffering. What do they think of such brokenness? I was reminded that most people are not aware of God's hand in the midst of this sadness. So, I'm especially thankful that our creative research and writing team produced a lighthearted article that places such death and its aftermath in the light of the Bible's creation-based worldview. In Death's Cleanup Crew, on page 22, award-winning author John Upchurch, with a sidebar by forensic specialist Jennifer Rivera, helps take some of the sting out of these unpleasant realities. Together, they reveal how we can see God's caring hand even in something as stark and smelly as decomposition. Death is a result of Adam's sin and causes all of creation to groan, Romans chapter 8, verse 22. But even amid our sorrow, He graciously gives us sober reminders that He oversees all things and is working out a plan for His glory and our good.